the advocate, the Spirit of truth, who will be with you forever. On this Lord's Day, 50 days hence Easter, we celebrate Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech. Night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the world, and their words to the end of the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O thou our strength and our redeemer. Picture yourself at the beginning of the day, just before dawn, just at dawn, or at the hour at which you're accustomed to rise. It may be that in waking, you recognize what is grimmer than sometimes we can suppose or say. And you recognize that to move through the next 24 hours of what is grimmer, we will need a little bit of glimmer, something that sustains in part, nourishes in part, guides in part. A spirit. Take yourself by the mind's eye, or if you're listening from afar, you may already be there, to a place where you can pause, now here in imagination, and let the breath of the Spirit touch you. Let the wind of the Spirit touch you. Let the breeze of the Spirit touch you. May a cool breeze be blowing through your life from this Pentecost Sunday and onward into the unforeseen future. There you pause to receive and to reckon. Has there been a grimmer time in our recent history? Think if you were arising in Kiev, arising in Buffalo, arising in Uvalde, arising in Oklahoma City. These days have carried a grimmer aspect than we readily expect, than we easily persist through. We have before us a panoply of difficulties, climate and country and conflict and all, and they come morning hour press upon us. They recall for us, that's quite biblical and historical, but recall for us all that is grimmer. And in a very recent sermon here, it was said, we need to take up our cross and move forward to cleanse this country of violence. We need to take up our cross and move forward and cleanse this country of guns and gun violence. We need to take up our cross and move forward and cleanse as we can the difficulties of mental health across the land. We need to take up our cross and move forward and face far more critically than regularly we do, the captive nature of our life under cyber control, the technological control abiding above and through and beyond us. We need to take up our cross and follow, so that recent sermon intoned. Although, actually, it was recent only in the sense that it was 10 years ago, in the late autumn of 2012, in the shadow of that horrific slaughter moment in Sandy Hook, Newtown. 10 years ago, who do we want to be across this land, we have examples near and far of how we could change. Just go across to the north, to the Dominion of Canada. We can learn from Canada. Those of us who have spent years in study and living and work there can testify. There's a moment that in the morning catches us in what is grimmer than expected around us. And then comes Pentecost with a glimmer, a sense of glimmer, something that will abide with us and carry us. John Wesley said there were five means of grace: prayer, sacrament, scripture, discipline, and conversation. These carry us forward on the day of Ruach, Hebrew for spirit, meaning wind, Pneuma, Greek for spirit, meaning wind, breath, spirit. Can you feel it on the cheek? Refreshing and guiding. The scripture will guide and aid us. This summer we are studying together and preaching together about Luke and biblical theology. Luke, who wrote the third gospel, but also these 20-some chapters in the book of Acts, and who carries us. Luke loved order. Luke loved history. Luke loved the church. Don't think of pews and brick. Think of gathering and assembly, as in the text today. And especially come Pentecost, naturally, Luke loved spirit. There's a hint in Luke of what we shall need, and that is a hint of promise like that in Romans. What a lovely three sentences from Paul's letter to the Romans. You remember that Paul wrote in Romans about sin and salvation and spirit here and service later. We are all together children of God. All who are led by Pneuma Ruach Spirit are children of the living God. Sitting in church, listening to the service, wherever, however, whomever, recall and receive the gift of Spirit to remind us that we are at base, at depth, children of the living God. Such a sense of promise there. Or in the psalm, now the psalms say straight what we sometimes muffle: where there's spirit, there's creation. Not just spirit itself or promise, but the gift of creation, the breath of life. We rose this morning and we received the gift of spirit again, and then especially the gospel of John: advocate to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. The word advocate could be translated counselor, sometimes even comforter. Think of a barrister, an attorney in a law court, or think of a physician, a nurse, a caregiver, both present with us, guiding us. In all that is grimmer, a sense of glimmer, a sense to support and aid and sustain. Think of that place by the mind's eye, or maybe you are there right now, where the breeze blows and there's a refreshing wind. And may the cool breeze of spirit, come Pentecost, guide, support you all the days of the future, all the days into the future. Prayer, sacrament, scripture, discipline, and conversation. You notice in Acts, by the way, that spirit comes when people speak and hear each other. That is, they're speaking in their own tongues. We all do that all the time. And they're heard for what they meant to say. What a miracle. It happens how? In gathering, in assembly, in presence, in being together, speaking and listening. There's a magic, a spiritual magic in every form of conversation, including that come Sunday upon the Lord's Day. We come to the table of grace. We are reminded that grace comes in the Eucharist in remembrance, in presence, and in thanksgiving. Some of us in this season look back 2 years and more to a time of loss in early COVID. We still have yet to offer all that we can and should into the future in the recollection of the saints who went before us, who now see us in a greater light and from a farther shore. And some of us today, June 5th, are thinking of June 5th, 2020, and those whom we gave over to God in the struggle against the virulence around us. In our household, one such had a soprano voice and gave a maternal blessing day by day in remembrance and in presence and thanksgiving. We carry her voice and others by memory alone now. She had a way of putting things, as in, there's a time and there's a place. That usually indicated that this was not the time and this was not the place, but there is a time and there is a place. Or as things go to smashes so regularly they do, she would say, enough about that, the less said, the better. About that, the less said, the better. Sacrament brings remembrance. Sacrament brings presence from that same voice, just a simple three-word sentence, so true, so challenging, so real. Time will tell. Time will tell. And in Thanksgiving, once my mother and father came to Boston University from 1950 to 1953 and began serving churches in the summer of 1953, when, by statistical report and memory, the churches were full. Every pew, every second pew. The churches were just, at least in nostalgic memory, full to the brim, and in statistical memory also. Once I asked my mother, why were the churches so full in the 1950s? And she, who had been born in the late 20s and lived through the Depression and lived through the Second War and lived through its aftermath, thought and said, well, we were so grateful. We had survived. We were so grateful. We had to express that. Remembrance, presence, thanksgiving. There is a glimmer here for you. It doesn't occlude all the darkness of all that is grimmer still, but there's a glimmer here that will carry you. That's why, at least for some of us, your poet, Frost, the New England grand poet, gives us the words for that glimpse, that hint, that glimmer. That glimmer and invitation. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. The ordered public worship of Almighty God on the Lord's Day is not a matter of indifference, at least for the current dean of Marsh Chapel. You come too. There's a glimmer in warning. When to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace, to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season. There is a glimmer in calling, in vocation. Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation. As my two eyes make one in sight, only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sakes. There's a glimmer there, especially in decision. Every Sunday is a decision point. How are we going to live? How am I to behave? What kind of people do we want to become? What kind of country do we want to live in? And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever get back. shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. Beloved, upon this Pentecost, let us take to ourselves again and live into the future the words of the Canadian Creed. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amid what is grimmer, hold that glimmer, Spirit, Ruach, Pentecost, this Lord's Day. Amen.